produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Welcome to Help for the Hurting with Bishop Hezekiah Presley, Jr. This space and time is just what you've been praying for. Bishop Presley's teaching and preaching will enlighten, empower, and enrich your life. You've got questions? The Holy Spirit has answers. Invite someone else to listen as the Holy Spirit delivers healing for the hurting.
So he said, finally, my brothers, be strong in the Lord. Now, this is what it means is, because if you're born again, there's a union took place between you and him. So he said, be empowered by the union you have with God. Now, watch this. In Matthew, he says, watch this, y'all. Come upon me. Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He said, but the thing I'm trying to get to, he said, but take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and low in the heart, and you shall find rest for your soul. The reason why that's so important, because yoke means what I do is I hook up with him. And he shows me how to make the turns. In Bible day, when a man had a young ox and an old ox, he would never hook two young oxes nor two old oxes together. He would put the younger ox together with the old ox. And the old ox would teach the young ox the strategies of the field. Okay, y'all. He would teach them. That's the problem. You're not around enough seasoned people. You're around too many folk that's still carnal in their thinking. And the reason why you keep getting carnal results is because you yoked with carnal thinking people. And so what they would do is, Doug, they would be plying the field. They'd be plying the field, and the young ox would be trying to walk fast, and the old ox would slow down and force him because he yoked to him. He would force him to slow down. He wouldn't want to because he got so much energy. But the old ox know that was going to be all day. The young ox thought it was going to be for a few minutes. And he's moving like he don't know it's going to be all day thing, man. So the old ox would slow down and force him to stop. Because he was younger, but he wasn't stronger. So he couldn't pull wisdom. He had to wait on him. Okay, I'm trying to get there, y'all. I'm trying to get there. And watch this. Watch this, because wisdom don't mean birthday. Because I done seen some 70-year-old fools. Wisdom don't mean birthday. It means how much time you done spent with God. I said to them in Tennessee, I keep saying all the time, wisdom cries in the street, but it has to be asked for. You cannot get smart lacking dumb. You got to decide, I'm going to get with somebody that know what I don't know. I just told him when we was in Tennessee. Now, I ain't telling y'all everything that happened in Tennessee. I'm just telling y'all some things I can share. I ain't telling them everything, Ted. I'm just telling them what we can share. That won't get all us in trouble. But I was telling your son because he's a financial advisor. And so I was telling him that even though he's a financial advisor, I got wisdom with money. And because I have wisdom with money, you can get his counsel, but it won't give you increase. When you get with me, because I done sold and reaped enough. Okay. Because I ain't been to nobody college. I just got out of high school. I don't even know where my diploma at. Everybody, you got it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just in case you need it. Because I ain't going to never need it. I ain't gonna never need it. You want my diploma, go find Jeanette. Because I don't know where it at. But the reason why this thing is so important is that when this old ox would be hooked up with this young ox, the young ox got speed, but he ain't got wisdom. And he don't realize that literally when you get to the end of the road, this ain't the end of the plan. Because a lot of time when folk hear this song, when we used to be in the Baptist church, they used to say, "Ply your road to the end." They ain't talking about one row. They talking about life. Ply one life to the end. You just think because you got on this side talking about I'm finished. You ain't finished. You got to turn. And go back the other way. Not down the same track, but the same direction. Get to the end. Y'all, that's what Christianity really is. If you want to know the truth, is this right here. Over. Coming back. Look at what you done got over. Because if you can't remember what you got over, you might not be over it yet. That's that look like I'm in the flesh again. But the thing you got to get to is understanding that when this young ox gets to the end of this row for the first time, though, he gets to the end of the row and he's getting there. But what the old ox start doing, because he's not plying no more. Because the plier, the farmer done lifted up the ply. Because the farmer don't turn him round with the ply in the ground. The break you have is on Sunday morning. Because he got the ply at the ground. I'm sorry. And so when he gets almost to the end, Johnny, you know it. He picks up the ply, and then the old ox start bumping the young ox, forcing him to turn, go wide. Because he don't know right now, Doug, because this is his first time he down. He don't know this time, when you go wide, you rest. It might look like it's taking you longer to turn around, but you can get your breath as you turn around. Because as soon as the farmer gets you straight in the field again, he drops the plow. And the resistance of the dirt start pulling against your neck. And if this young ox don't learn that, he'll never be the lead ox in their plot. And the reason why God keep making us sometimes stay in the same grade is because we will not grow up so he can hook somebody young to you. And if somebody in the kingdom that's young and you've been in there longer than them, if they can't trust you, if you still talking like them, if you still acting like them, if you still worrying like them, they'll develop a mindset, this is what this is. But when they hook up with maturity, they hook up with something that's unseen, how God moves.
We're missing it. And so now. And so he made that roll back down. And then all of a sudden the young ox started realizing, wait a minute. I need to learn from him. See, your problem is you're trying to learn this thing on your own. Do you not know you can't learn spiritual things on your own?
You can't learn spiritual walks on your own. If you don't have somebody that doesn't walk where you're trying to go, pray all you want. Your prayer life off. Because how can you pray to a God you don't know? Okay. Somebody said, uh-huh. Okay, come here, Cornelius, and witness for me. Cornelius had started reaching out to God. Cornelius had. He had started reaching out to God. He had started fasting. He had started praying. And that was as far as he could go. Because he didn't know God. While Cornelius was praying, God literally started talking to Peter in another house in another city. He takes, watch this, Peter go up on the roof waiting on them to cook and falls into a vision, Bernard. And when he falls into a vision, a sheet come down from the four corners of the earth. And he's sitting there and Jesus says to Peter, kill and eat. And Peter said, no, I ain't going to do it because nothing unclean has never been in my mouth. He said, Peter, kill up. Peter said, didn't I tell you, ain't nothing unclean, nothing up. Peter, watch this. God said to Peter, Peter, what I've cleaned up, don't you call unclean. What I made uncommon, don't you make it common no more. As soon as the trance was over, there was a knock on the door where Peter was getting ready to eat at. And the people come in, and they said, we're looking for Simon Peter. Our master was praying. And the Lord told him to come get Peter. Okay. Now, Teresa, it almost sounds like God lazy. So, God, why won't you tell Cornelius? Because he can't learn it from me. He has to learn it from a human. I got this system set up that you have to learn inside of time, this eternal thing. You got to have some. Okay, y'all sitting already. So watch it. And so Cornelius is considered a dog because he's a Gentile. But God been talking to him. But he don't know what to do with this talk God been telling him. So God sends, go get Peter. So when they come down, he said, my master been praying. And the Lord told him to come get you. He said, okay. Now watch this. Doug, because everything in Peter's teaching said don't go with them. Everything in his religious sector said, don't go with them. And yet he's moved to go with them. Imagine all of Peter's friends, the Jewish friends, seeing him walking with Gentiles, which was considered dogs. And Peter just walking. And they just walking. Peter just walking. The men walking. And some of his friends walking. And he get to Cornelius' house. And Cornelius is so sure that God going to convince Peter to tell him further. That he called all his cousin them. The house is full of folk. When Peter gets in the room, Cornelius falls on the floor. And this is the first time Peter realized that God was with everybody that wanted him. Because Peter would not have literally went in the house. Because it was against all his customs to go in Cornelius' house. Because he'd have got contaminated. The Bible says now that when Cornelius falls on the floor, because, oh, Johnny, because that's what dogs did when they saw Jewish men. That's what Gentiles did when they saw Jewish men. They fell on the floor so they wouldn't get injured. They fell on the floor as a complete sign of submission. And Peter reached down and picked Cornelius up. He had never touched a Gentile. I'm just trying to get you to understand God is raising somebody up for you. God is raising somebody up for you that when you yoke with them. What's this? Peter gets up. He gives him. He says, hey, man, I'm a mere man just like you. He said, what y'all need? Can he start telling about this relationship he has with his foreign God? Peter's God. This foreign God done tapped into my space and won't tell me who he is. And told me to come get you because you know him. And I can never know him because I ain't of him. But I want to know him. And he told me you the only one that I could call on that could tell me who he is. Now, Tina, as soon as they started talking, the Bible said the Holy Spirit fell in the room. Upon all them Gentiles. All them dogs got filled with the Holy Ghost.
Okay. So when Peter's friends saw Peter, they said, what you were doing in that house? He said, y'all, I'm just going to tell you. I was on the rooftop, minding my own business. I drifted off and went to sleep. And a sheet came down with unclean animals on it. And God told me to kill and eat. Get you some pork chop, Peter. He's like, kill and eat, kill and eat. Get your real man, get your one. Okay, y'all know. Yeah, because Peter ain't going to know how to kill that and eat. Because he's never killed that to eat. To kill that is foreign to Peter because he ain't never killed that and ate. That's the reason why this community didn't think I was saved. That's the reason why they thought that God didn't call me. Because I was different than them. How can God be calling Junior? I know Junior. Okay. I always, watch it. Y'all heard me talk about Jenna the other Sunday. I was talking about, and so we was at the house, and my niece, Laura, asks a question that nobody has never asked Jenna, and she asked her. And we're sitting at the table, and I'm talking about my chaotic life when I first started doing this thing. And she says to Jeanette, Aunt Jeanette, can I ask you a question? And Jeanette said, yeah. She said, why did you stay? Now my ears perked up. Because I need to know. Because I'm a good guy now, but I wasn't always. So I need to know why she stayed when I wasn't good. And this is what Jeanette told Laura. Because I saw potential in it. Watch this, y'all. You got to get it. And so now Paul is saying, finally, my brothers, be strong in the Lord. You got, there's an empowerment. By being unified, in union with him. And how God literally gets you to be unified with him is that he puts people in the earth that have your best interests at heart. If you can ever find somebody that want what's best for you. See, sometimes, Leon, I got to want what's best for you and you mad with me because you don't want it. And I got to keep bothering you until you want it. Because I can't let up of it because I see greatness in you. I'm real transparent when I talk. Amen. Bible, we was about two years old in our marriage, and it was rough. It was rough. I couldn't do it no more. It was rough. And Jenna walked up behind me, and she said this right here. She said, Junior, I'm not leaving you, but you got to change. To me, this. I get by myself because I just getting saved, Joseph. I get by myself. I say, what do this mean that she's saying I got to change my life? What is changing? I'm almost done because I got to get you. He says, so there's an indwelling in me that the longer I've been in it, Mary, the less you've been in it, I can tell you how to maneuver. See, that's the reason why the Bible said don't let a novice be a pastor. Because he don't know enough to lead sheep. He just came out of the fold himself. It takes time to lead people. A lot of time. The reason why I can tell you where the snake's at, I done been bit there before. The reason why I can tell you, that ain't going to fare well. That ain't going to be good for you. Because I done tried that and it didn't work. Real shepherds got scars, not wounds, because wounds will leak on you. Scars are proof that the wound didn't kill you. But every good shepherd got to have some scars. Or he's not trustworthy. Because you're telling me something you read about not being in. So. He says, watch how he says, y'all, this is good, isn't it? I'm closing, y'all. He says, so finally, my brothers, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. In the power of his might. He said, this I say. He says, so put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand. Now, watch this, because you got to get this, y'all. Because the crazy thing about this, Johnny, he gets the armor ready for us, but won't put it on us. You know how God done designed you have armor on you? It's called the church. You better find the church where you fit at. So every time y'all at a meeting, you get a little stuff on yourself. Because watch this. Because the armor is not for fighting. The armor is for standing. Anybody can fight. So every time Satan goes after you, he's only trying to get you to move. Because if he can't make you move, he can't win. If he can't make you move, so you're going to have something in your data that when Satan goes after you, what he said don't make you move. Ooh, that's so good. It's so good. It's so good. He said, put on the whole armor of God so you can stand. God supply it. So you can successfully stand. Anytime Satan throws something at you and you fall, you hear me, y'all? Don't take the fall that serious. Just adjust the armor. You got to decide the reason why Satan got an unfair advantage against me is because I wasn't renewing my mind like I should have. I was still sinking the same old way. And if I had victory in it one time and lost the second time, he ain't got no stronger. I stopped thinking right. I got to adjust my thinking again. Satan don't get stronger. You get weaker in your thinking. All right, I'll let y'all go in a minute. He says, I'll put on the whole armor of God that you might be able, watch this, y'all, that you might be able to stand against, watch this, y'all, the devices of the devil. Now, you need to hear my heart, y'all, because what I want for your life, if you're in this room this morning, is that you begin to start seeing sin at a distance. Can I just tell you something, y'all? If you see sin with these, sin too close. When you see sin with your muddy eyes and you can see it as sin, sin done creeped up on you too close. You got to see sin with these. You got to see sin when it don't look like sin. It might look like righteousness, but something ought to go off in you. And wait a minute, that ain't right. That ain't right. That ain't right. I told y'all this last Tuesday that God created women with a different device than he got it with us. I told y'all that 2 weeks ago. That when watch this, that God was talking to the devil about the woman before he talked to the woman about her fall. He talked to the devil about her first. He said, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna create inside of her a hatred for you. And I'm going to put her seed against your seed. Okay. Duh. You know how keen you got to be to know a seed is evil? Not a harvest. You know how keen God done made you, girl. Okay, that's... Hold on. I'm trying. No. And so the gift of discerning is so I can see it when it don't look wrong. I told y'all my testimony years ago. Two angels were standing at the door. And they looked just alike. And they didn't say nothing. Jeannie. Then it was beckoning me to come in this door. And I just said out loud, God, I'm so confused. I don't know which door to go in. He said, make them talk. Because one won't talk about me. They look alike, but they ain't alike. And so when I can see it at a distance, I can make different strategy.
Thank you so much for listening to Help for the Hurting with Bishop Hezekiah Presley, Jr. We pray that it has blessed your life tremendously, has caused you to examine your life, and brought healing to your soul. If you'd like to experience more of Bishop Presley's teaching and preaching, you can visit nbmweb.org or find him on Facebook at HPJ Ministries. If you'd like to sow into the ministry, you may cash app using $BishopHPJ. If you're interested in booking, email bishophpj@gmail.com or visit nbmweb.org. Until next time, walk in your healing.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.